Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
I've been saying during this entire process that we see unfold this week on Capitol Hill is that it's a good indication of how you should really spend a lot of time focusing not on Washington, but on your state, your county, your school district, where you don't see this kind of dysfunction necessarily, and where a lot more gets done that will affect your life in an immediate way. And we have a special election next week in Fairfax for the 35th House of Delegates District, a special election January 10th, and this is a chance for Republicans to gain their majority. Monique Baroudi is the Republican nominee, and she joins us now. Thanks for joining us, ma'am.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much, Larry and Patrice, for having me.
It's the website is mbforvirginia.com. MB, that's MB for Monique Baroudi. And this is a real opportunity, actually. I was speaking with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears at an event the other day, about 3 weeks ago, and she said, oh, this is a real thing. We could win this thing. Tell me about this race and why you want to be the member of the House of Delegates.
Well, thank you. I actually met with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears earlier this week. I was blessed that she came and did an event for me. You know, I didn't grow up wanting to get into politics, honestly, but I feel like there's so much going on right now that moms need to stand up and fight for our kids. We need to fight for the Virginia that we want to raise our kids in. And so when I found out about this special election for the House of Delegates seat in District 35, I decided it was time for me to jump in. You know, my delegate had run unopposed in three consecutive sessions, and I decided this was the right time to help get a Republican voice in Richmond. Right now, there's not a single Republican representing Fairfax County in Richmond, and that's not right. Fairfax County deserves a Republican voice. So,
So Monique, well, I mean, it's really interesting reading your bio. You know, you talk about being a mother. You talk about, you know, something really interesting about the delivery of one of your children and how it relates to a larger, I think, issue, which is the abortion issue. Do you want to talk about, you know, kind of your position on that and also just what's going on in the school systems that you think you really needs to be changed?
Well, so, yes, I became a pro-life supporter through personal experience. My firstborn son was actually born prematurely at 22 weeks gestation on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. Wow, so when we talk about abortion legislation, it's really personal to me. I have held that preterm baby in my arms, and I know the humanity of that baby. And so I, through a lifetime, an adult lifetime of learning, I have you know, really come to discover that abortion doesn't empower women. Women deserve better than what the abortion lobby is selling them. And we can do better for women than tell them when they're in a crisis situation that killing their baby is their best option. We've failed them as a society if that's the best we can do. And so I believe we should have legislation that helps provide support for women so they truly feel like they have choices. So I was lucky enough to eventually give birth to four sons who I'm raising now. I have a college student, two high schoolers, and a middle schooler. Mm-hmm. And I realized a few years ago that the
countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Through following the school system, actually, that state and local politics really matter. I myself was an FCPS student. I graduated from Thomas Jefferson in 92. I actually just recently celebrated my 30th high school reunion, which was a fabulous trip down memory lane. You know, and FCPS used to be, you know, one of the top school systems in the entire country. But I've kind of watched the degradation of FCPS. All of my students, all of my children started as students in FCPS. I first became an FCPS parent in 2008. Both of my oldest sons actually attended FCPS through their middle school years. But I made the complete transition to private school during COVID. It became very apparent to me that the private schools were much better prepared to face COVID than the public schools were, which were shut down for way too long to be properly educating our children.
Yeah. And I graduated at Thomas Jefferson High School. Boy, that place has sort of been in the news recently. speaking of education, real fast, we only got a minute left here, but if should you win this race, one of your new colleagues, Delegate Elizabeth Guzman, she had drafted legislation that would have made it a crime for parents to participate in and prevent their children from being sexually transitioned, gender transitioned, at the behest of educators. I'm just curious how, if you were faced with that, how would you vote for a policy like that, and how do you believe your opponent would vote?
I would absolutely support parental rights. You know, parents are the primary educators of their children, and the school system should be a partner in that education, but they are not the primary educators. And I would absolutely never support legislation that cuts parents out of the process. Unfortunately, I'm not sure my opponent would vote the same.
I
think it's a travesty to criminalize parents who want to be involved in things that their children are suffering through. So, you know, I have compassion for any students who are suffering with gender identity issues, and they need help, and their parents need to be at that table and part of that help.
Parents need to be a part of it and not criminalized for wanting to be. Well said. Listen, this is District 35. It's in Fairfax County. It's been represented by Mark Keem, who vacated the seat to take a job in the Biden administration. The special election is on the 10th. And for more information about Monique Baroudi, just go to mbforvirginia.com. And, of course, we would love to have her opponent on as well. It is 7:54.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.